This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Wow, there is massive economic news coming in around the globe that does not bode well, obviously, in even the short and midterm. That's huge, needs to be covered. We have the controlled corporate media's death dance they're doing as they destroy what little bit of credibility they might have had left with somebody, running around desperately defending Hillary's health, saying that it's sexist to even talk about it, saying we owe Hillary an apology. I mean, this would be comedic if it wasn't so real and so serious. We have hundreds and hundreds of articles talking about Democrats meeting and the DNC, talking about a replacement for Hillary. But then when I covered it last night, they have the establishment media come out and say, I'm making it up, even though I have a giant stack of mainstream news admitting these discussions are going on. So it's very schizophrenic what they engage in. Very, very bizarre. Very, very easy to discredit. It's just wild. It's like they don't even bother explaining a lie from 5 minutes before when they say something completely new and then criticize you for being right. It's wild. And then we've also got really the big issue that in every internal poll, Trump's been ahead all along. But a month or so ago, all of the propaganda, all of this information that Trump was way behind and that the nation had turned against him, some weak-minded people began to believe that was true. And so his lead narrowed in real scientific polls. And they did stuff like add 10 to 15 points in some polls, other polls only 5 points, more Democrats in the sampling to create that fraudulent reality. But despite all of that, Trump is a good 5 to 10 points ahead in fraudulent polls and 10 to 15 points ahead in many internal polls that I know major political parties are doing. Trump's doing it, the Republicans are doing it separately, the Democrats are doing it, and that's why they are in full hysterical panic mode. Because the Republican Party's been criminal, and it's worked with the globalists, and it's very bad. And they tried to block Trump. But the Democrats have been even worse. And when they don't secure the White House, all their crimes are going to start coming out, and their whole system is in ashes, and a lot of them are going to prison. That's why they intend to steal the election. It's why they're federalizing it. It's why they're pulling out all the stops. It's why they're so wild-eyed. Because the stakes, and I'm getting mega chills right now, just mega chills. My spirit is just on fire right now. This is such an incredible, wow, incredible time to be alive. Because I'm sitting here saying this, and it's so true. It's like, whoa, talk about edge of your seat. You talk about over the top. This is it. And I've been a bad boy about getting your phone calls the last few days because there's been so much news. I want to open the phones up specifically only today, at least when we first take calls, on Hillary's collapse, on Hillary's deplorables comment, how bad does that hurt her, and where you think this election is going, and do you think they'll try to substitute somebody else in? They're talking about Biden. They're even talking about Sanders. They're talking about Kane, Tim Kaine. It's all coming up today. I'll give the number out at the start of the next segment. But specifically, if I can just give it out now, I'm going to hang up on you if it's another subject because the calls just have gotten too out of control. People call in, talk about themselves, talk about their buddies, talk about old beefs with people. This is not, you know, the stratosphere hour. So some days I'm going to specifically say it's on this topic or that's it. I'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You won't have to hold long on one of your calls. very, very quickly, 800-259-9231. And let's do first-time callers, or folks that haven't called in a few years, at least. 800-259-9231. The vice president candidate, Kane, has come out and attacked yours truly yesterday, and the alt media again, because I guess because Hillary can't talk too well. He's parroting that. It's a big broadcast, a bunch of big guests. Please spread the word. This is historic.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, every time Hillary has one of those seizures, if her attendants aren't there, she bangs her head and she wakes the dead.
Axe grinder, pile driver.
Looks like mental health isn't helping her too much. You see, she's already dead in her soul. So, I guess there's no coming back from that. I talk about this a lot, but it just gets more and more intense as days and weeks and months and years go by for everybody. This world is so frantic. It's so wild. It's quite frankly so incredibly riveting and just edge of your seat excitement. And there's the good, the bad, and the ugly taking place all around us. We have the mainstream dinosaur media trying to prop Hillary up. We have them using every dirty trick of deception under the sun. And I'm learning about new forms of deception every day as they, I guess, invent new forms of evil, running around continually, inventing new forms of evil. As the Bible says, we've got Google being caught on a daily basis censoring different Hillary terms, Clinton death list terms. But like whack-a-mole, they have to stay in constant contact with the White House. This is all admitted as they tweak what to censor. So for now, if you type in Hillary, the top things that pop up are Clinton seizure, Clinton dead, Clinton age. But, of course, Google, working closely with the White House, I'm sure will stop the will of the people and stop those being the top search. But despite the establishment media having the algorithms, the bots, the computers, and running the big systems, they are having their butts handed to them right now in the information war. So as Hillary told Congress 4 years ago, desperately trying to get propaganda legalized inside the U.S. and to get the CIA more than $20 billion a year alone to engage in war with the American people. And by the way, she got that money. Despite that, we are cleaning these globalist clocks. We are exposing the foreign multinationals and their agents and their operatives. And no amount of fancy propaganda, no amount of internet kill switches can put Humpty Dumpty back up on the wall again. And I've always used the Humpty Dumpty analogy. I'm not using that because it fits so well, but I am because it does fit so well. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Hillary Clinton's brain back together again. So it is certainly historical. It's like something out of a Greek tragedy, out of fairy tales. There's a reason we have cliches and fairy tales and parables and legends, because real things like that happen over and over again. And all the king's horses and all the king's men cannot put Hillary Clinton and the Clinton crime family and the Bushes back up on their little pedestal again. Because Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall up high. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put that criminal piece of trash back together again. And it's just going to get more intense from here. The enemy's going to strike back in big and nasty ways. But no, throughout all of this, this is the animating contest of liberty that has always tested humanity's metal. And I am honored to be here and honored to know all of you of every race, color, and creed that are the human race, who all bleed red blood and have a soul made by God. Let me just attempt to give you the news coming up. This is so over the top. The economic news over the top. The Russian news over the top. The Middle East news, just absolutely over the top. Hundreds of mainstream publications, from Fox to CNN to the New York Times to the Daily Mail, saying the Democrats are meeting to replace Hillary right now. We told you that yesterday because the Democrats were tweeting about it. People thought we made it up. Now it's in hundreds of papers. We don't make stuff up. We're wrong sometimes, not often. But have folks figured out yet? We say sensational stuff because the universe is sensational. Hundreds of billions of galaxies photographed by Hubble. Sensational. Hillary collapsing on the Benghazi 9/11 anniversary at Ground Zero. Sensational. Because reality is amazing. It's crazier than non-reality. Truth is stranger than fiction. Truer words have never been spoken. Okay. We've got the top Hillary search again, no matter what they do, is the fact of what's really going on with their health. We have a report by Kit Daniels, because I keep getting mobbed by emails and calls and friends and family going, she's wearing seizure glasses. Here's the brand. Here's the blue Zeiss lenses. I know. We've written about it for months. We've talked about it. And I'm not complaining. It's just people are really upset about this. You got articles up there on InfoWars.com. Drudge has had the reports at DrudgeReport.com. The mainstream media is still ignoring it. That's how controlled they are, folks. But here's the biggest one. I'm going to make a big deal out of this with a special message to her later today. Because we have this Alex Witt, The same one on MSNBC that called me, quote, deeply racist with no evidence. And my lawyer said, yeah, you can win millions, but it'll take years and cost millions. Do you want to do this? And I said, no. She discredits herself making crap up like that. Alex Jones doesn't like Obamacare because he's deeply racist. I mean, this woman is a piece of work. She's a obvious narcissistic, power-tripping loon. Can you imagine the hell of being married to that woman? Now, I mean, this is Jezebel. And she's sitting up there, and over again, the last 2 days, we've got clips of her going, Hillary barely stumbled and wobbled a little, big deal, it was super hot out there, I couldn't handle that heat, this woman's incredible. And then she doesn't show her fall down and be dragged into the vehicle, deceiving her viewers. And this is what they do system-wide on mainstream TV other than Fox. I mean, the control of them saying, this is the, since they had to show the video, because the new media showed it on Sunday. You know, they tried to shut it down and take it off YouTube and Google and the rest of it, and Daily Motion and Facebook. Despite that, we went and licensed it. We paid for it so they couldn't stop us. Because sure, we can battle them in court for a few months or whatever, and then the issue's over. So I went ahead and paid up. Paul Watson did. Made the right move. I was asleep. It was like Sunday night, Monday morning, you know, at 2 a.m. when he bought the footage. I'd just gone to bed. And so they failed to say it didn't exist. First, it didn't exist. Okay? And then they just show you the first 5 seconds and not the next 15, where she falls. They have to pick her up. Her feet are under her, being drugged. Her shoe comes off. The police, before the footage even came out, said, yeah, they threw her in the back of a van like a sack of meat. She totally collapsed. By the way, we have ABC News New York coming up saying she died. Now, obviously, that's a mistake. But when we called their offices yesterday, they said, well, it was in the teleprompter. Just like BBC said, we said Building 7 blew up and fell because it was in the transcript we were given. And I went and looked who gave them the transcript. It was Reuters. And I said, was it Reuters? And they go, we're not going to tell you. 5 years later, they admitted Reuters told them Building 7 fell before it fell. The point is that somebody's writing these scripts that Hillary's already died. And then Bill Clinton is on Charlie Rose last night, and Hillary supposedly on CNN via phone, completely freaked out. They say, well, if you're okay, can we send cameras? Oh, no, you can't do that. I mean, this is getting real suspicious by the moment. And a lot of folks say that doesn't look like her that comes out of the Chelsea's house and hugs a little girl. I think it does look like her. She just looks so much older now and so sick. I think that was the real Hillary Clinton. Folks are mad at me saying it wasn't a body double. LBJ had a body double. Other politicians have had them. I mean, the Russians were big into that. We know it goes on. I'm not saying it's not happening. All I'm telling you is, why would you put a body double that looks as sick as Hillary out there? That's all I'm saying. But listen, it's up for interpretation. As much as these people lie, Hillary could be dead, and they just put a body double in. Hell, put one in. Put a black lady in and say it's Hillary. The mainstream media lies so much, maybe put an Eskimo in with red hair or Ronald McDonald and say, oh, Hillary always had red hair and a red nose and white skin and wore, you know, yellow shoes. Now, before the New York Times and Media Matters report on that, which they will, they deceive their viewers and listeners, that was called satire. But at a certain point, we're there. Ladies and gentlemen, where they could have Ronald McDonald show up at the debates, be, let's say, 6.5 feet tall, be wearing a striped shirt of a booby, a pirate, up there with his Michael Jackson gloves on, perving out, and they'd say, shut up, sexist. Hillary Clinton always has been a 6.5 foot red clown. Now, getting serious, listen to this. This is not satire. Huffington Post, Clinton owed an apology from media for questioning health. They actually say that she's the picture of health and an incredible stamina, and then it goes on from there. Here's another one. We have another report here. Aman Poor cries sexism, quote, can't a girl have a sick day? Oh, she just got pneumonia while she's coughing the last few years and falling down, and they got a guy with an EpiPen standing next to her. Now, I'm going to get more into this later and play all these clips and break it down. I want to get to your phone calls first at the bottom of the hour. Next segment, I want to play these Trump clips where he is on the attack because we got Obama saying bitter clingers, but that's just audio. With Hillary, we have Hillary saying that half his supporters are deplorable, evil people. And then we've got the usual suspect attack dogs running around saying that, no, they're all horrible and basically aren't human. And this is their attitude, and this is where they stand. It's like Cuomo of New York last year saying, if you're pro-gun or pro-life, get out of the state. They said, you mean that? He goes, yeah, I'll have you arrested. Get out. You're not welcome here. These are authoritarian gangsters. And that's why we have the guy that wants to be the vice president. It's up on InfoWars.com. We've got Mr. Kane coming after yours truly in another clip we've got coming straight up. Stay with us.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. And starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Right now at DeseretFoodStore.com, get a free 1 year supply of food. That's right, a free 1 year supply of storable foods. Deseret Food Store has a 30-year shelf life, is GMO free, has no MSG, and is the highest quality of food on the planet. For the next 20 callers, buy a full year supply of food and get one free. That's right, buy one and get one free. Call 801-444-1444. Again, that's 801-444-1444.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
It is the 13th day of September, 2016, on this Tuesday edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to have to end the special tonight at midnight. And that is 30 to 40% off the super high quality storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. It is privately labeled, the very same food from My Patriot Supply. We have their full selection available as well. Already very, very, very high quality, very low price, made fresh, last 25 years. But by private labeling the very same food on the very same shopping cart, we're able to go 30 to 40% lower occasionally with sales. We're always about 5 to 15% lower depending on what specials they're running. But InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsSelect.com, 30 to 40% off on high-quality storable foods. Take advantage of that today, and your purchase supports the broadcast. We're also going to end the special today with Hillary for Prison t-shirt at cost. $9.95, that includes shipping. The shirt costs us about $5, handling and shipping costs us about $5, hence the $9.95. There are two free Hillary for Prison bumper stickers in each order and a citizen rule book. That's why I'm actually having to end the special, because I'm actually losing money on it, not just breaking even, they explained to me. And when you sell tens of thousands of them, it becomes a big issue for our budget. So the shirt will go back to $19.95. And then we're coming out with a new design in a couple of weeks, and that will be it for this design, this third permutation of the Hillary for Prison shirt. But thank you all for your support. You can pay $19.95 on the site. If you'd like, there's a button there where you can pay full price, and we get $10 for each order of profit to help fund the operation, or $10 to go to the company to run the company. Not, I guess, a profit. But the point is, it helps fund the operation. So thank you all for your support. And this is the dominant meme of this election cycle, and it's having a devastating effect. We are the info war. You are the heart of the info war. Now, your phone calls, John, Brent, Steve, Andrew, Chris, and others are coming up at the start of the next segment. We also have Hillary clearly on video being given a medical exam for neurological problems, for seizures, not for pneumonia. Drudge Report is linked to that video and that report as well from InfoWars.com. That's coming up. It's just an orgy of truth coming out. I mean, the dam has broken. We are seeing historical things happen. I'm going to stop right there. Obviously, the big issue that Trump's been hammering the last 4 or 5 days, and not even letting her collapse distract him, though it's important, is that Hillary Clinton thinks that half of his supporters are deplorable, which ties into the bitter clinger. She wants to be president, but she hates the American people. Notice that Trump loves the American people and wants to bring us together. But globalists have this imperial attitude. Here's Hillary talking about how she sees us as deplorable. Then I'll go to the Trump clip. But here's the original clip of Hillary.
You know, to just be grossly generalistic, you could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. And unfortunately, there are people like that.
So, we all know that's made up, that's exaggerated, that's spun. The Democratic Party are the ones all about race, all about what group you are now. They are despicable. Their own memos have come out that Soros wants racial division to control us. We have them. And Trump ought to run TV ads showing the DNC and the Soros and Move On emails where they're coordinating all this crap and all this division. Now, let's go to Trump. He's been responding a lot, but here's one of his latest. He says, Hillary looks down on proud Americans as subjects for her rule, and that's exactly what they want, you to be poor, under their control. That is the heart of their Cloward and Piven strategy.
After months of hiding from the press, Hillary Clinton has revealed her true thoughts. That was her true thoughts. She revealed herself to be a person who looks down on the proud citizens of our country as subjects for her rule. She views it as her rule. Her comments displayed the same sense of arrogance and entitlement that led to violation of federal law as Secretary of State. Hide and delete her emails. Nobody's ever done anything like that before. Put classified information in the reach of our enemies. Lie to Congress and sell government favors and access through her foundation. It's the same attitude that explains why Hillary Clinton refuses to take accountability for the deadly disaster she helped to create in Iraq, in Syria, and in Libya. To this day, she won't take accountability for her role in unleashing, and that's what happened, unleashing ISIS.
Total veritas. I'm just totally nodding my head here as he says all that. We have more of these clips coming up and your phone calls straight ahead on the other side. But he's a globalist. America stands in her way. Look, America's got plenty of problems, but it isn't one-tenth as evil as globalism. Globalism is the Antichrist system.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So if you just joined us, we're going to your phone calls here in just a moment. We just played a clip of saying Hillary looks down on proud Americans as subjects for her rule under globalism. That's what it is. It's the Antichrist system. And here's another clip. Hillary's disdain for America disqualifies her to be president. Absolutely true. Here it is.
The disdain that Hillary Clinton expressed toward millions of decent Americans disqualifies her from public service. You cannot run for president if you have such contempt in your heart for the American voter. And she does. You can't lead this nation if you have such a low opinion for its citizens. Hillary Clinton still hasn't apologized to those she slandered. In fact, she hasn't backed down at all. She's doubled down on her campaign conspiracy and contempt. If Hillary Clinton will not retract her comments in full. I don't see how she can credibly campaign any further. Let's be clear. These were not offhand comments from Hillary Clinton. These were remarks, not at all. They were given also in an interview, and probably a number of interviews.
This is how they talk.
These were lengthy, planned, and prepared remarks. It was perhaps the most explicit attack on the American voter ever spoken by a major party presidential nominee. Total disrespect for the people of our country. Clinton was using a very deliberate page from the Democratic playbook, smearing someone with one of the names, you know, those names, in order to scare, and I mean try and seriously scare them out of voting for change. And we're bringing change. She can't bring change. She's been doing this for 35 years.
She's the opposite of change. Total veritas. And that's why I'm very careful when we play our own investigative reports around the country, or Mark Dice, who contributes for us out in Southern California, that we show people saying, let's put gun owners and conservatives in forced labor camps and take their guns, or let's kill gun owners, or let's abort kids up to age 3, or we don't know who the vice president is. I say specifically these people are brainwashed, totally stupid, because we have video of them. I don't just say in general all the Democrats are racist or all the Democrats are bad people. A lot of them actually mean well and have just been basically put into a cult. But to come out and say specifically half of Trump supporters are racist, homophobes, Islamophobes, blah, 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 is just amazing. It's total divide and conquer. And she's trying to get her minions to basically be sicked on everybody else. This is how you divide a country. And Trump is actually unifying it. The first thing he had to do was say, look, but citizens get treated the best up front. We're not against anybody, but you've got to earn that. And they said, oh, this is racist. This is horrible. You can't go to any of those other countries and get that treatment. They'd laugh at you. We're a nation state. Globalism is erasing that. And then Trump goes further and says, I'm going to make it easier if people become citizens. It's too hard. It's stupid. Because the Democrats don't want people here legally that have all the right benefits but also pay the taxes, because they want to drive the wages down. And so does the Republican leadership. They might even be worse than the Democrats long term on wanting to have a permanent underclass. So you know what? One thing the Democrats say to their constituents is true. A lot of these third world populations that are brought in from all over, Eastern Europe, super hardworking folks, Latin America, super hardworking folks on average, they are being exploited. Let's not miss words. They are being set up as a permanent underclass, and the latter is being removed, where it's very hard for them to become middle class, because the globalists don't want a big middle class that's hard to manage by the elite, a big uppity middle class. The number one enemy of the ultra-rich is nouveau riche, the new rich. Learn about it. America is all about the new rich, and the globalists hate the new rich. They have a disdain for us. Okay? They do not want you to be wealthy, and we are wealthy. Folks, you got a couple vacations a year, nice car, little three-bedroom house, and a little swimming pool in the backyard and a jacuzzi. You're rich compared to any of our ancestors. We are all fabulously wealthy on average, unless we have a mental or physical disability. And then there's some really bad, nasty areas of this country that are based on crime and are just horrible. And we should fix those areas. But the point is that this running down the American system, the globalists know they're in competition with it. They know they can't compete with it, and they want to destroy it. And they love the fact that Americans hold less passports than any other first world nation. And so the average American that I hear bitching and complaining about this country, they've not been to Central America or South America like I have. They've not been to Eastern Europe. They've not been to third world countries. They've not been to Africa, because believe me, they would shut their moron mouth real fast. Real fast. You go to Mexico City, you're going to stop bitching about this country real fast. You go to areas in Honduras, My dad's gone and done all these medical charity deals in the middle of South America. Unbelievable. Unbelievable poverty, unbelievable violence, unbelievable just out of control behavior. And down there, some of the only people producing food and holding up the civilization are the Amish. And all over South America, governments are trying to rob the Amish and take over their property and not even let them operate. It is just so incredibly sad that we've reached this point. And the average American has no idea what's even going on this planet right now. Zero. And Hillary Clinton hopes that continues. Now, I'm going to go to your phone calls right now. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. The lines are full, but when somebody hangs up, that's your chance. I'd love for first-time callers to call in or people who haven't called in a while give you a chance. And we're specifically on a topic of the election. It's a big area, but it's front and center, a global election, one of the most important, some are saying the most important in history, between globalism and populism, nationalism and world government, global corporate neocolonialism, and a return to the nation state, which creates so much freedom and so much wealth under a Renaissance system. There is no choice if you know history. But that's why they don't want us to know history, so we're doomed to repeat the fraudulent history that they're foisting on us. And then coming up, Tim Kaine goes on a full damage control attacking yours truly yesterday, the vice presidential candidate, and says that there's no room for free speech in America for the alt-right. Buddy, I'm the liberal, and you know it. Thomas Jefferson would look at me and say, patriot, liberal. He'd look at you and say, tyrannous. Just like that. The founder of your party would turn his face from you in about half a second. We're going to get into all this talk of Hillary dropping out of the race. I'm not saying that's happening. That's being discussed in mainstream media. We told you about it early on because Democrats were tweeting that they were already meeting in D.C. Discussing this. Now it's in everything from the Daily Mail to the New York Times. I'll go over that. We've got a really important report I haven't gotten to yet. That's Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, invades Austin, Texas, from John Bound. We've got Hillary having a medical exam done to her for neurological problems right before she collapsed. Of course it's not pneumonia. She's had this falling down for years, folks. She's lying, open and shut. But I want to play one more clip before we go to your calls. This is, or maybe two, this is a clip by Stephanie Cutter, again on MSNBC, and they are talking about how all of Trump's people are deplorable. All of you are bad. All of you are evil. All of you are racist. All of you are horrible because you don't like Hillary Clinton selling us out to the Saudi Arabians and funding radical jihadists and serving the Chinese president. It's come out in the emails. You pay her money, and then she gives you access to the Chinese president. She should be arrested immediately. There should be federal SWAT teams ramming down her door now, months ago. I mean, this is the most flagrant, naked treason. It's ridiculous. And it's discrediting our country. It's not our country doing this. It's the globalist. In fact, we have a mashup of this. So let me just play this. This is Kaine attacking yours truly. Hillary attacking me a few weeks ago, but Kaine's yesterday tied into these very same people talking about how despicable and deplorable we are. And then I've got one more clip of Alex Witt, again, only showing Hillary stumble, not fall down and be drug into the car, and saying, see, the conspiracy theorists are lying. They say she fell down. She didn't. Deceiving her viewers savagely. I mean, if I did something like this, I would expect to have no listeners in one day. I mean, this is lying to you at a level, hoping you're so stupid you don't go see the full clip. And it's the same liar that says that I'm, quote, deeply racist. And you look at these bug-eyed, narcissistic-looking nut women. I mean, these people look like crazy people out of a movie. So let's play this mashup, and we're going right to your calls.
When David Duke is doing robocalls saying vote for Donald Trump and others who are kind of at the very fringe of the conspiracy movement, like Alex Jones, are being kind of incorporated into the campaign in ways, or even the recent choice of the campaign manager.
Start it over. I've got to respond to this. Notice how he just segued that David Duke and, quote, Alex Jones are being incorporated in the campaign. It's true I've been incorporated in the campaign because I'm a patriot. I'm telling the truth. David Duke hasn't. That is pure bull, and you know it. Again, deception, twisting, spinning, mixing truth with lies. Let's go back to this little slimy CIA pimp.
When David Duke is doing robocalls saying vote for Donald Trump and others who are kind of at the very fringe of the conspiracy movement, like Alex Jones, are being kind of incorporated into the campaign in ways, or even the recent choices of campaign management, this is something that is really important, and I think we do need to call it out.
They said in October I'd be dead in 6 months. It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that. But Trump doesn't challenge these lies. You can put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
Do you think it's tough to defend the remark deplorables to do the stereotype a group of people?
Absolutely not. I think that her only mistake is that she said half of his supporters were deplorable. But does anybody around this table, have they not seen Trump's rallies? Have they not seen Trump's own remarks? What she said was not wrong. Her only mistake was that she described half of his supporters that way.
Well,
these sycophants will defend their queen to the end. Every major channel of mainstream news is only showing her stumble and then not collapse and fall over and be dragged into the vehicle. And the Secret Service told us, they said, look, just go to her events, be outside, be at the back, you hang around enough, you're going to see what's happening. We're not going to tell you. Just show up. Just show up to the vehicles that have got the special ramps to get her in. You'll see what we're talking about. He told you that a month ago. She's falling down. They said, we don't know what she's got. We think it's Parkinson's, brain tumor. She's falling down. It's getting worse. There's going to be a big announcement. And you notice what's happening a month later. I mean, we have the sources. And the New York Post, Drudge has the cover, calls it Hillary. She skipped ER to dodge the media. Health crisis and secrecy worry allies. Their meeting decide what to do. She could step down. Oh, we're wrong again. We told you fluoride lowered IQ. Harvard came out 3 years ago with 25 studies and said, take it out. It's brain damaging people. Lowering IQ. Oh, we told you that Saudi Arabia worked with criminals in our government for a stand down on 9/11. It's all now been declassified. 28 pages. Told you so. On and on and on. We told you they were going to try to come in and federalize the election. Month before it happened, boom, it's happened. Because we're not yes men here. Okay, I want to play one more clip and then go to Mesmer, John, Steve, Andrew, and Chris and others. This is the clip I was mentioning of Alex Witt, or Alex Twit. And again, if you're a radio listener, I'll describe it. She shows the first 3 or 4 seconds of Hillary kind of wobbling. Looks like she stumbles. Not the next 10 or 15 where she falls down and is drugged into the vehicle. I mean, this is the biggest deception ever. Be like, oh, Dale Earnhardt only hit a pothole and his wheel didn't even come off. Meanwhile, he crashes and, you know, dies. Or Senna. Oh, Senna, you know, when he died down in the race in Brazil or whatever it was, the famous Formula One driver, he just kind of hit a bump and he wasn't even hurt. No, Senna, you know, blew up and died. I mean, it's like saying the Challenger didn't blow up over Florida. Well, everybody knows the Challenger didn't blow up like Alex Jones is saying. No, the Challenger just had a little leak and it got into space and got back down to Earth. And then you just show it launching and go, see, there's a Challenger, kids. Challenger's fine. It's North Korea-level BS. The Challenger blew up. Its boosters blew up, okay? Hillary Clinton fell on her face and they had to drag her into a vehicle. She had a frickin' seizure. But this woman sits in every other damn channel. Excuse me, God. I promise I'm going to stop doing this family show. I just get so angry. They sit there and they lie to you to your face, thinking you don't know how to go find the full clip. Or thinking you're so used to being lied to that they won't be held accountable. You have been held accountable. You have no viewers. You're a pack of harpies up there regurgitating lies into each other's nest. Let's play the clip. Here it is.
What we will see here now is her getting into the car. She was a little bit unstable there. She was a little bit wobbly. That's, I think, an appropriate word to use. You could see right there.
You know, by the way, I should have mentioned Michael Savage is scheduled to come on today. I'm very excited about that. And we also have a bunch of the big guests. But again, she just cuts the clip. I'm going to go to your calls. I'm skipping this break so we have more time. But let's play that clip one more time because I want to take all the clips of the news doing this, saying, look, she didn't fall down like these people are saying. I've seen that. She just had a little stumble. CNN said she just stumbled, okay? MSNBC, she stumbled. Big deal. You know, Christina Amon Poor. She says, cry sexism. Quote, can't a girl have a sick day or two? Can't a girl like you go and launch fake wars in the Balkans and shut up those people and kill tens of thousands of them? I mean, you're a monster, Amon Poor. You're your State Department husband. You work for Hillary. You are a monster. But Amon Poor says, can't a girl have a sick day? And the Huffington Post says that we need to have an apology from the media for even covering our empress. Talk about delusional. Let's play it one more time.
What we will see here now is her getting into the car. She was a little bit unstable there. She was a little bit wobbly. That's, I think, an appropriate word to use. You can see right there.
These people, look at the arrogance of that woman. These people had put us in a FEMA camp in a minute. These are the most immoral, evil, just absolutely deceptive monsters you could ever see. They know, and on every channel they're doing it. They cut before she falls flat on her frickin' face. I mean, these people are the enemy. They've declared us the enemy. No, witch, you are. What type of country do you think you're going to live in where they've got the media lined up to lie about everything? You feel safe in a country like that without a watchdog? Oh, but you're part of the power structure. I get it. Okay, let's go to your phone calls. I want to thank Mesmer. I guess he's going to mesmerize us. John, Steve, Andrew, Chris, and many others for calling in. Mesmer in Maryland. That's the state where she was for a year having her secret of brain surgeries. Mesmer, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Alex. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. Go ahead. Welcome.
I have a degree in science, biological, neurological, psychological. When you guys were talking about the fact that Hillary had surgery here in Maryland, one of the most foremost, Johns Hopkins, one of the most foremost neurological facilities in the world, I really started to think about that and take a very close look at the behaviorisms that she was exhibiting. And I dug back into the APA, American Psychological Association's websites, and I started doing some research on brain tumors. And what I found is that the major symptoms of brain tumor is that the organs start to shut down. So what you're seeing in this multiple myriad of symptoms, people saying, oh, she's got this, she's got that, it's Alzheimer's, it's actually all of the above, because the symptoms of brain tumor are the organ shutting down, so, and grand mal seizures, congestive heart failure, incontinence, et cetera. So she's this coughing, you know, that suggests
everything shutting down. That's what Dr. Pachinik, who actually had doctors that run these facilities work for him. He's obviously not going to give out medical information. He's not going to give out private info. But his information is, and he's always been dead on, Hillary has a brain tumor and a lung tumor. It's metastasized. She is not long for this world. And I have that from other sources that say just the symptoms and what she's on is it points towards brain tumor, not blood clots. And the fact that she's falling down and it's getting worse, that's what starts happening with a brain tumor, is it gets worse and worse till you lose neurological control. And that's what the Secret Service told us, is that she's falling down every 30, 40 minutes, every hour. It's bad. I mean, she is in bad shape, brother.
Yeah, that is classic brain tumor symptoms. Also, your brainwashing analysis is dead on as well. I noticed that you go into your family history quite a bit, and mine's kind of colored as well. I'm the descendant of Franz Anton Mesmer, the man who invented hypnotism, basically.
That's amazing. Well, then send me the proof of that. I'd like to have you on as a guest sometime, but let me just expand on this briefly. Here's why I'm saying this. They have this large black man that follows her around everywhere so he can pick her up. We saw that again on Sunday, which we predicted. He has the EpiPen for seizures. He's always at her side. And when she starts looking like she's going out of reality, he comes up and tells her everything's okay, and she snaps back in. That's why I'm saying it's like mind control. I'm not saying she's literally under mind control, but that's why she had an earpiece. And I talked to some insiders. They say that she does wear one. It's in the emails. It's in the WikiLeaks that they're doing all of this mesmer because she is losing cognitive ability and is coming in and out. Sorry, go ahead.
People under high. Well, see, one of the things that's required for you know, what you would call brainwashing is high levels of stress.
Yes.
And it makes a person very susceptible to suggestion, especially someone.
Well, that's what boot camp is by the 6th or 8th or 10th or 12th week. Is you actually get into a brainwashed mode for it to be highly suggestible to be programmed. Now, real brainwashing just takes that 10 times harder.
Right. Well, they say flat out right at the beginning, we're going to break you at the beginning of boot camp. I went through boot camp at Fort Jackson, Mississippi back in the 80s. I completely understand exactly what goes on there. Yes, they put you under a high stress situation so that they can break down your resistance and basically reprogram you to be the person that they need. Yeah, all government sanctioned, but yeah, this all came out back in the mid 1800s over in Europe, and castigated.
Absolutely, that was the Germans invented most of that. Great points. God bless you. Yeah, mesmer. Send me some info. I'm sure that's true. It sounds very interesting. I'd like to have you on as a guest. I'm going to talk about your ancestors. Very, very interesting. But that, listen, all I know is Hillary looks like she's a crazy bag lady part of the time. Then she kind of looks like her old self a little bit. And then she's clearly drugged up, so she's not having seizures. They've got to get her off the drugs partially to get her out in public, so she then has the seizures. It's deteriorating quickly. She was in a facility for a year that specializes in brain tumors, and most of these brain tumors come back, boys and girls. A little too much time on the cell phone. Steve in Texas, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide, Steve.
Alex, short and sweet. Alex, sharing the truth woke me up. I'm 62, and I take all the products, and I feel like I'm 40 again. I love it.
Thanks for the support.
Hillary is actually Satan's first lady, and every word she says is the opposite of the truth. May God's force be with you. Us, we the people, are yelling for justice through Donald Trump. Thanks, Alex.
Absolutely. God bless you. I'm really excited about getting Michael Savage on coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll take some more calls and then get Michael Savage on. Again, Michael Savage does not do a lot of interviews. We're always honored to have him on. He's one of the few talk show hosts that is an egomaniac, you know, who has other hosts on. He's had me on many times. He's had our crew on many times. He really does care about the country. I agree with about 95% of what Savage stands for. I'm sure he's the same way back at me. But this is somebody who is highly dedicated to fighting the New World Order and always brings up a lot of profound angles and important information. So he's coming up. He's got the new book out. And he also, of course, writes for WorldNet Daily. Michael Savage, we're number one bad election away from losing America. We're one bad election away from losing America. That is coming up. And Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama, is the name of the book. And I've got mine being overnighted as we speak. It's supposed to arrive today. And it's funny. Before I knew the name of his new book, about a month ago, I was here at the office telling the crew, and then I was also telling family just this weekend, I said, it's time for Scorched Earth, people. They're not playing games with us. We're not playing games with them. It's time to take the gloves off. And I don't mean physically. The person that strikes first physically is not going to lose, but is at a major disadvantage. We are winning the info war. We need to intensify that operation, but like our lives depend on it. You can feel the spirit in the air, the electricity of evil and good clashing. This is an historic time, and I'm so blessed to be alive. We'll be back. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So you've got to